This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, we got a great episode with Mateo Lane. Always fun when he comes in. We talk about whether you should sleep at her place or at your place. Get into it, share it with friends. New sponsor alert, Mac Weldon. Dudes, chickadees. Listen, Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. They have awesome clothing, and they gave me a few things, and I gotta tell you, the underwear I'm wearing is literally feathering my nuts. Underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, sweatpants, they're all the most comfortable things that I've ever put on my body. And it's a comfy body right now. All of their products are naturally antimicrobial. That word is hard to say. But really, what it means is what?
It's going to make you smell good all the time. It's antimicrobial.
Right, microbial. So listen, it's just comfortable, good stuff. It's like it's your go-to t-shirt, your go-to socks, your go-to underwear, your go-to sweatpants. So go to MacWeldon.com and you get 20% off using the promo code JTRAIN. Guys, that's a deal. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, shirts look good, they perform well too. They're good for working out. They're for everything. So they're everyday wear. So listen, go to MacWeldon.com. Get your 20% off using the promo code JTRAIN. I stand by it. It's comfortable. It's great. Go check it out. MacWeldon.com. Side, State of New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. You can hear our guests right now.
You're
I'm super
so
pumped to have them.
You are so loud.
Mateo Lane, thank you for coming back.
How do I turn the volume down?
We're in a different studio
just a
today.
Smidget. Oh, this way. Okay, got it.
It's coming even louder than mine. Now, here we go. Mateo, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're a KP. We have OKPs. You've come into the fold lately. A key player.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, we have original key players. You're a key player. I'm happy to have you back.
Thanks.
You're part of the crew now.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you. Mateo Lane, all of you
this
guys.
This is the closest I'm going to get to being in a fraternity ever.
I'll
still be the guy that you want to experiment on.
Well, yeah, there it is. You're in the bro zone. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, they're great.
Guys, all of you guys got to go follow Mateo. He's fantastic, super funny comic. I am Jared Freed. We're here with your emails, your questions, your stories. It's on so many great emails this week. We got like the inbox is jammed. Okay, and we got lots of great questions.
Unlike my asshole.
Unlike you got asshole issues. What's the deal?
No, I need to get fucked more.
You think
of like shitting issues. I'm like, I gotta get fucked.
Yeah, it's a two way street.
Have you ever had more than one finger up your asshole?
Not more than one. I've had a single finger.
Yeah, but you're not daring to go into that.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not looking to stretch things out.
I mean,
more. I like to hear my own farts.
One is mine is just. It sounds like a breeze through a window. Yeah, mine sounds haunted.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I haven't had. I got fucked last week, but that's the first time in like 5 months that every 5 months my asshole will get penetrated.
Really?
It's not. That's not as frequent.
Does it
hurt? Is it? No.
No.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's a weird sensation.
No. It feels amazing.
This is a fantastic podcast considering we can just get right into gay sex. I'm happy. We have arrived in America, I feel like. This is equality, right?
Or Greece. But I think, the first time you do it, yeah, it hurts, but like a lot of people don't know. You have to like loosen up. You like eating out.
Yeah.
This is grossing out so many people. But you like getting eaten out.
Listen, a tongue in the butt, that's like a...
That's what I'm saying.
That's like a trip to the spa.
Lot less shitty music. I mean, I can't think of anything.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's like, oh, I'll have a professional cleaning. It's like a detailing.
I hope you're cleaning beforehand.
I don't know if I'm cleaning, but I just like, this is like, you know, if you went to a bidet.
I'm just saying that can loosen you up. And then when you're getting fucked for men, I don't, the concept of women getting fucked in the ass, men have a prostate.
Yeah.
You are there's orgasming. A this is not, I'm not, you're not just like, oh, it feels good. You are orgasming out of your, in your ass. This so is, it's like an extra sensation. Hence, we wouldn't be doing it.
Well, listen, Mateo, if there's anyone listening here, go find Mateo on Grindr.
I'm sorry. Your listeners are probably like, it is 4 a.m. I'm waking up and I'm with the fur, we're on anal first.
Sorry. We get right into it. Listen, and I'm super pumped about this week's episode. We got great emails. Keep sending them in. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. All week, last week was an all-time high of snaps. I'm getting all these Snapchats of people listening shits, but also them listening to the podcast.
That's great.
And it's like, it's really feathers my nuts. It tongues my asshole every time someone sends a snap of them listening to the podcast. It's super cool. And last week, I probably got like 200 snaps. If you want to find me, JTrain56 on there, as well as all the other
I follow you on media. Snapchat. Do you follow me on Snapchat?
I do.
All right, that's all I want to know.
That's all you want to know?
I'm making funny. I'm putting Amanda Lepore, who's like a famous. Just Google it.
Okay.
And I put it. I can't follow all the rules of LGBTQ, whatever. But I put it on my face, and then I act like Evan Williams, my roommate's girlfriend. So I do like girlfriend material. Like he's playing video games. I'm like, honey,
I've seen these. They're
honey, you want to pay attention to me? Like we're at the gym, and I'm following around, like, honey, we can work out together. He's like, leave me alone.
Yours are really funny. So is Chris DiStefano. He does a lot of funny ones.
Hi, Chris DiStefano. Another fun day here in New York. you know, I like to smile a lot. You know, it's a lot of fun to smile. Look, there's my daughter. She's beautiful. I went to a hockey game yesterday. Great. Talk to you soon.
Let's get into the emails. You ready?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This is the first one. The away game versus the home game. JTrain. Last weekend, I brought a chick back to my house. It was great. I think, but the problem was in the morning. I think. It was great. Did I come? I don't know. This chick.
Coming doesn't make it great. Trust me.
Well, that's a good point. But the problem was in the morning, this chick would not leave. I finally had to text my buddy to have him call me and say that I had to come give him a ride. Finally, this girl got ready, but it was such a slow process. While I understand it varies with the type of girl, my buddies and I weighed the pros and cons for the home versus the away game of taking chicks back. Personally, I feel I like when they go to the personally. Personally,
it hasn't been
like,
personal so far.
I feel like with bringing a chick back, you get that extra boost of confidence when you're banging a chick out in your own kingdom. While the huge pro of having sex with a girl at her house is the ability to leave as soon as you wake up, can you please shed some wisdom on what you think is the better move? Love the podcast. Keep killing it, man. What do you think?
First of all, a couple things. One, I like that he calls it his kingdom.
Kingdom.
I'm sure it's an apartment that Anne Frank wouldn't hide in, but sure, it's your kingdom.
There's like seven socks that are harder than paper.
Yes.
Everyone's
jacking
socks.
Off in socks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was never a sock guy. I was always a tissue.
Yeah, but to me, socks are so much easier to clean up.
I was always a tissue.
I honestly just tried the sock thing like recently.
And really?
It's an easy.
Aren't you an adult now? I thought that was like a kid thing.
No, it's
I just wanted
cleanup.
To try it. You know,
you just wanted to see what it was like. Yeah. Take a trip to the wild side. I was always a Kleenex guy, and the weirdest was like this is like growing up. Like, my mom all the time would be like, Jared uses so much Kleenex. Like, it was an aside she would do, like, in front of, like, friends and family. And I'd be like, okay.
It looked like installation art in the corner of your room. Like, yes. That's how much Kleenex you use. By the way, this is called hosting in gay world.
Okay,
so
mean?
In Grindr, you message someone, you say, can you host? So it's like, I can't host, I have roommates, you host.
The gays have figured out the hookup game.
Yes.
I gotta say, because they've given names to everything. I didn't even know about this host shit. You got categories. Yes. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go with the beaver. I'm gonna go with the tarantula. Like, I don't even know what the names
bottom
are.
Otter looking for mask top, DDF, cannot
I don't
host.
Even know. That's
no
a different
P,
language.
No PNP.
See, this is why
NSA.
This is why you're living. I was talking about this with a buddy yesterday. I feel like in your 20s as a gay man, like that's...
There's a lot of fear in your 20s. 30s are better.
But I'm saying like you're young, being a young gay man, like all the sex stuff is on the table.
Yes.
Like there's no... emotion. It's just like, you gotta come, I gotta come.
Very rarely.
We'll put it in one of the holes. Yeah,
very rarely. It would be embarrassing if someone's feelings were hurt about sex. You know, I just had sex with this really dumb Sicilian the other day. But like I said, it was the middle of the night. We had sex. He's trying to spoon. He keeps snoring. I turn to him and say, I'm gonna go home. You keep snoring. He said, fine. No, not even
this is
an issue. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is
not.
The male.
He texts me the next morning. He goes, God, I'm really tired. I said, yeah, that's why I went home. He goes, eh. He's like, when are we going to see each other later this week? That's it.
Yeah, you're living the dream. You're living the fucking dream. Well, see, here's the issue. Well, other than the, you know,
In New York. I assure you, outside of this bubble, we're being thrown off towers.
I wouldn't want to be in Saudi Arabia, but I get it.
I wouldn't be anywhere. Uganda.
Anywhere. But I'm just saying, to this guy's the email's question.
Oh, I have an answer.
Where would you want
to
be?
You always want to go to their place, and I'll tell you why. It's exactly this. You have to peel that asshole off of you in the morning.
Yes.
And it is embarrassing when you have to call your friends and make it. I mean, that guy might as well have told her that he's pregnant
away,
and he has to go to the hospital.
Away games. Away. You gotta go away.
Games.
And here's
Let them host.
Here's the thing that guys have to deal with. It's that we can't have sex over and over again. The machinery of the penis only has so much. The penis is like an iPhone. The battery only lasts so fucking long. And when you and the whole thing, all of this getting a girl to leave thing is all about girls get very emotional if a guy ever turns them down for sex in any way. Because if a guy wants to have sex all the time, that's the stereotype, is that guys want to have sex all the time. We don't care who it's with and when it is. We'll have sex right now, or we'll have it later, we'll have it yesterday.
When they're 16, but we're 30 now, and listen, it's
but even
like,
even all throughout, and then once you get done with the one time of sex, you're like, I'm gonna turn over and go to bed or go home.
We're
I
done.
My sleep. I want to have normal human meat. So you have to worry, and then the girl's like, what? You don't want to have sex with me? No, the penis is done.
Right.
He's off duty.
Right.
So the you have to fight knowing that that emotional response from the girl is always coming, where it's like, so how do we get rid of that feeling from her as much as possible? And that is done by going to her place, because then you are removing your, you can get over that. You know, there's no like a long process of like, listen, you gotta go. It's, I'm gonna go. I had a great time. You can deal with that emotion. Like right.
Plus,
you
don't want them knowing where you live. You don't want them making any kind of connection with your roommate. You have no idea what the future of this is. I mean, it to me, having someone at your house, it the worst part. Yeah, like I had this Brazilian over a couple weeks ago, and it was like I was like, you gotta go. Like, I had to start my life, and it has nothing to do with me not liking you.
Yeah.
This is out of the question. Men can compartmentalize very easily. Women, it tends to be more blurred. Men, it's like, listen, I have to get my week started. I don't mean to disappoint you, but my penis cannot work right
now. This is why the away. Here, you have to be, and girls will understand this, but they will never understand in the moment. When you go for the away game, you have to be like an assassin. You have to be brutally honest. You have to just say, hey, I gotta go.
But why couldn't you say that to a girl who's in your bed? You know that, like, we're so afraid of the truth.
You could say it's just, it's a tougher mountain to climb.
It is a much tougher mountain to climb.
Say, like, turning almost her and be like, hey, I gotta go, that means you need to go. It's like a tougher thing to get her dressed. It feels like you're shooing her out.
You are!
Yeah, but which is something a guy doesn't want to have to do. And so for him, my move, when I'm at a girl's place, is like, hey, listen, this was a lot. You always have to, you go with,
it's just so annoying with women.
Well, you don't have to deal with it.
I know. Say,
you go compliment. You start with the compliment. You it's a compliment sandwich.
It is all compliment sandwich. Walking on eggshells. I know. For you fucking straight people.
This is what I'm saying. The way to get out of a girl's place, compliment sandwich. Had a great time. I need to go. So that's the meat of it. Is
call you later.
Here's what I gotta fucking do.
Right.
And then I really had a fun time. Let's talk again soon.
Yes.
And
so there has to be, last night was good, this is what I'm doing right now. Can't wait for the future.
Yes.
So that they don't have to worry about if they messed up last night, and then there's a hopeful for the future. However,
and then you deal with those 10 seconds of like the belt noise getting like, you know, like putting on your pants. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Did we answer his question?
At Gmail. Yeah,
yeah, go to their place.
Go to their place.
And now I want all you straight people to start using gay terms because you've been stealing everything from us anyways. Hosting.
Hosting. That's how you,
hosting. Host question mark.
Everything sounds like a dinner party for gay people. We're here with Mateo Lane at Mateo Lane on Twitter. He's going to be headlining, if any of you are in Montreal, headlining Montreal, the Brunch Club.
Oh, I'll be in Chicago Laugh Factory all weekend, this weekend coming up.
So what's the date this weekend? So
the 13th, 15th, something like that.
So you're going to be in Chicago at the Laugh Factory, then you're going to be at the Brunch Club in Montreal May 20th through 22nd. Go check them out. Mateo Lane, always good. We're kind of like running off the skids here because I'm just, it's been a tough Monday for me.
Why?
Listen, I went out a little hard last night. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Post-grad wedding problem.
Okay. I'm already
JTrain, love the
pause.
Listen while walking the dog, hearing the soothing voice of JT makes carrying a bag of dog crap a little bit better. This is what I'm saying. Guys, spread the word. It's internship season, people. Internship season. Let's make this podcast the official podcast
of the interns
of your shitty summer internship.
Yeah.
Get Papa JT in your ear. And then he writes, "Man, Sam, I'm a new listener to your pod. Enjoy hearing both sides to many current events of the day. Very informative." Okay.
Wonderful. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Random NYC comedian guest. I'm sure you're great too. Okay, that was a shout out to you.
I almost yelled faggot.
I'm a post-grad and engaged to be married next March. The fiance is going dress shopping in July, and her sister, mother, and grandmother are flying out to stay with us for a long weekend. So it'll be four loud Puerto Rican women and little old me in the three-bedroom house for 4 days. I'm looking for advice. Do I put on a show and really charm the pants off them? I've heard you say you have to be a little bit gay to get girls. Drink mimosas, talk about Dancing with the Stars, have a meal prepared for them when they come back from the dress shopping. I'll score some points with the family, but I'll make myself crazy. Or do I go the opposite end and make myself scarce, spend some time with the guys at the bars while they're out looking for dresses, go to the gym while they're at Housewives of Lame Suburbs, basically get out of their way with my sanity? Not sure if it applies to all the listeners, so don't know if it makes a joke. No, I like this question because I've dealt with this with friends of mine.
I know exactly what to do.
What does he do?
One night of being a showman, one night showing up, laugh at the jokes that are stupid, pretend to be interested in the conversations that they're having, show that you're a good boyfriend, get them dinner, drive them here, blah, blah, blah. And then the rest of the time, you are gone.
Yeah.
Because I assure you, those women don't want you around.
They don't want you for the dress shopping.
No.
The dress shopping, you can only say the wrong thing.
They don't want you there for anything. Conversations, breakfast, dinner, nothing.
With any type of weekend that's coming up, whether it be the mom's coming to town or the girlfriend's coming to town or you got the hot chick that you met somewhere else that you're going to try and bring her in, scheduling is the key. You always want to schedule it out to the max. So like what you're saying, like say, make yourself super available to them at first. So it's like,
just for a night.
Welcome dinner. I'm cooking for everybody.
Yes.
You really, you know, the Jews say, be a mensch.
Yes.
You know, like be the man. Just be very, very good to them. And then, like you said, the next day when dress day comes, adios.
Be a muchachas. Memory. A ghost.
Yep. See you later, Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
I'm out of here.
Yes.
I'm going and I'm going to do my thing. If you need me, I'm on call. Now you're a doctor that's on call. Don't get drunk, but you go out and you be ready to be on call, to be a ride or, you know, the helpful, you know, whatever, you know, you're going to be, but also be available, but not there.
And I also, growing up in a house of women who are very similar to Puerto Rican women, Italian, Mexican women, that combination together, which
is
like psycho. I know the drill.
That is a lot of dancing.
And they don't
They're dancing around the hat.
They don't want men anywhere near them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want men anywhere near them. For a night, be great. It's like you go see a Broadway show. You don't want those actors coming home with you.
No.
You sat down, you had a good time, you read the playbill, you remember it, but get out of there.
You're in charge of the welcome dinner. Let's grill out. Grill.
Oh, grilling is good.
Grill out that
grilling
first night. Put it all together. Say, listen, I got the welcome dinner. Everything else, I'm around. I'm available. And really, all these girls want, she wants to be like, but how great was last night with so-and-so.
But let's get back to the Puerto Rican thing. No, can you imagine that was the problem? Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mateo Lane, at Mateo Lane. He's going to be in Chicago. Also, he's going to be in Montreal at the Brunch Club. Summer in your college town. Have you ever spent summer in a college
town? My college town was Chicago, my hometown.
Okay. So, yo, J-Train, I've been listening since day one. Have listened to you grow from a young boy who spends his afternoons discussing poop with his friends to a wise sage who, with the help of some great guests, has managed to help a generation of young bros and gals. Now I come to you on the day of your daughter's wedding asking for your godfatherly advice. I'm going to be in my college town for the summer. Thankfully, my college town is a major city in the Mid-Atlantic, so there won't be any...
Where is the Mid-Atlantic?
Mid-Atlantic is like Maryland, D.C., I think.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
Like,
I recently met a broad who's a solid 889.
Oh, what is it again? Personality?
Face, body, personality.
Okay. Wow, good personality.
And discovered that she'll also be here for the summer.
Ooh.
We officially met about a month ago, but she's told me that from the stories her sisters have told her, it's like she's known me for years. Uh-oh. For the past month, we've been going out or meeting up at bars and been flirty the entire time. Whenever we are together, everything seems to be great, but there's usually something that goes wrong. Typically, her friends will pull her away, or one of my brothers gets too drunk and needs to be handled. Over the summer, we'll both be here, and she's insisted that we keep up the Friday-Saturday night tradition. Oh, no. Going out and drinking. My question is, should I make the move early so that she understands what I want from her? I misread that. For what I want from the start, or should I play it slow and test the waters? Thanks for the advice. All the entertainment helped me get through 3 years of social justice warrior infested school. Also, props to Mansam. Love what you're doing, and I'm glad to see your podcast gaining a good following.
Oh, wow. This is,
great.
I love it, guys. Thanks. Yeah.
What's the podcast you have?
It's the Mandatory Samson Podcast.
What is it about?
News, current events, politics, following the election, all this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of under the table hand jobs. It's great.
Once in a while. Call me. This will be just a summer fling because there won't be other options for her and they'll get too close.
But this is such a chick thing. And gay guys are usually a part of this. You ever been at the bar and all of a sudden, like a girl, her friend will be like, "We're leaving."
So far, no, but go on.
No, but
I get it.
There's always the friend. That's like, we gotta go. And like, it feels like this is what's happening to this guy, where there's a friend that's like bailing her out of the hookup time. And this is like, and we all know when it's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you think? I'm an idiot.
It sounds calculated.
It all feels calculated. It happens all the time. It's like when the girl, when you talk to a girl in the bar and her friend's like, "We're lesbians." And you're like, "No, you're not. You just don't think I'm hot."
I know you're not a lesbian because you had to tell me you're a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
I assure you, I don't need a lesbian to tell me.
Yes.
You want to know why? Because she's manning the door.
See, that's the thing. But I think he's in a situation where...
So he's in denial.
I'm not sure if he's in denial, but he needs to make a move.
No,
he needs to make his boner apparent.
She's an 889.
Yeah.
This is high ranking. Mm-hmm. You know, normally with you people, it's like 8, 4, 12. I mean, none of it matches up, you know? So this is consistent.
Yeah.
It sounds
means
to me like
he likes her.
Yes. Two things are happening. One, her friends know that she likes hanging out with him, but she doesn't want to be with him. Because, of course, women do this all the time. They lead men on, keep leading on. But I just want to be friends. Yeah, but if he likes you, then you have to back off.
Yes.
This is also on you. Number two.
Right now, he's your emotional boyfriend.
Right.
And not your physical boyfriend.
Right. Which, in that case, you know,
you're fucking
go to a gay bar and you will fill your emotional void there. And then I think the other thing, too, is if it does happen, which listen, if they're like in just themselves, you know what I mean? Like they're just by themselves. I think that there's a possibility that because of her loneliness, she'll go with it. But this, I assure you, this will be just a summer fling. Because once school starts back out and all that fresh cock is back into action, she's out.
A lot of fresh cock to be picked. Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think it could go that way. I think he needs to make a move. He's done all this hanging out. I don't like when girls do this whole thing where it's like, it's our tradition. Because he wrote in the email, he's like, Friday, Saturday night tradition. She's trying to put labels on things to friend it up.
Yes.
And it's like, and I hate that shit. Like, oh, we have to do our thing. No, we did it once, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't have a thing.
Also,
we,
reminding
one
you,
time we were drunk at a bar together.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing. We're not calling it a tradition. I have real friends.
Guess what? The Romans did that, so it's not our thing.
Yeah. Like,
this is just everyone's thing.
Yeah.
So stop, yeah,
so
putting
labels
on.
What he needs to do is he needs to change up the hangout.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a lot of meeting in groups, which is great. That's a good way to get to know somebody. But I think he needs to make the move of, like, hey, do you want to get drinks this Thursday? At, you know, just you and I. That is putting
it
out there.
But that's not a part of our tradition that I tried to establish earlier.
Yeah, the tradition where I don't get boned. You know, like,
yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Here's what you do. You got to switch it up. You got to switch the parameters of the hangout. So, hey, this week I'm getting out of work a little bit early. Like, he's going to be in doing his, he said he's going to be in the summer in a college town. Hey, I'm going to go get some drinks outside. Do you want to come? And make it a one-on-one thing. And that is making it perfectly clear that you want it. And then the way you move
again,
it towards a sexual thing. And I know Mateo's getting mad because it's not on the table. Like,
it's just so complicated.
If I could kick, if I could kick a foot under the stall, I would.
So goddamn complicated. It is
so
just...
The biggest move with this is you do the drinks, just you two, outdoor seating. Make it do like a sang, get some sangria, gria it up, grias, chips and guac, outdoor seating. This is all aphrodisium for the ladies.
This is why nothing gets done in our country, because straight people make everything so fucking complicated.
Well,
that you're just used to complicated things.
Exactly. So this is how we're going to help them. And what you do is, the only way it is going to work out is if she travels with you. So what I mean by that is, if you take that date to another bar after that together and it's just you two, that means there's interest, because now she's agreeing to new terms and it's all good signs. And I think you try to have one bar that you're going to go to and then have one in mind that's nearby that you could travel to after a couple grias.
And if she says no and she'll see you on Friday with her friends, then she doesn't like you.
Then she doesn't like you.
And you got to move on.
And you got to move on. You got to stop doing this fucking...
But then there's the other thing.
You got to stop playing the Masters, tradition
if
he's, like any other.
If
like
he stops paying attention to her, she will be buying him a diamond.
Yeah.
Ring, I promise
and
you.
The next, and if she doesn't agree to those date, that date, just be like, hey, no problem. Sounds good. And then she's like, but remember our tradition on Friday. It's like, yeah, I got some shit going on, but
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And then don't go.
Yeah.
Mateo Lane, this is going great. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm loving it. Great advice. We're going straight into the mailbag. I feel like, you know, this is a good one. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We do have a sponsor this week.
Who?
Listen, guys. A great business needs a stunning website. All of you guys, and I'm going to read the copy right now that they want me to read.
This is why I'm going Grindr.
Yeah,
this is
Grindr time. Play some Grindr music for Mateo. But well, I'm going to go into this read for that they want us to read. But we're in an age, and I wish I had done this when I was in college. Just get your website. Just buy the domain name. It costs very little. All, you know, get the name.
I had to buy a different one. Someone bought mine already.
Someone bought yours already. So this is like a thing. You know, the internet isn't going anywhere. I think we can all agree on that. So having a website is like a big deal. And all the people that listen to this, I mean, I get emails and Snapchats every day. You're all hardworking, entrepreneurial type people. So these are things that you might not need now, but I have a feeling you're going to need.
Yeah, know? Get ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve. So a great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online.
I used
online.
Wix.com.
You used it?
No, I'm not making a joke. I did.
Was it easy?
I'm not even making a joke right now. It is so easy. Go to my website, MateoLaneComedy.com. I made that in less than an hour.
So there we go. And no matter what type of business you're in, comedian, show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So everyone's going to love it. They're great. What are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com, create your stunning website today. It's easy and, guess what? Free. So go to Wix.com, go create your website. Don't be behind on this shit.
This is Sherrod Small.
And Kurt Metzger.
Of the Race Wars Podcast. Check out our podcast.
To hear the very first interracial friends in history.
Right. That's right.
That's right. We are the first.
We are.
The first real interracial friends talking about race openly and without fear. And there ain't nothing like it anywhere.
That's
you're
right.
Cheating yourself if you're not listening.
You can find new and archived episodes of Race Wars on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Let's do Derby Girl. We just had the... I fucked up last episode. I talked about there was a horse race coming up, and I fucked up that it wasn't the Derby. I said it was the Preakness.
Yeah, we said Preakness.
It's
all right.
It's the Derby, and everyone was like, "How are you?" Like they yelled at me like I just offended white people across.
Because you're not going to it. Who cares?
Yo, J
Train.
That's
all it takes to offend white people.
Yeah, let me. You got the wrong horse race.
I'm rich.
Let me start by saying I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I listen to the new ones every week. I love to show my friends some older favorite episodes. Thanks, man. I've got a question with how I should play my current situation. I went to the Kentucky Derby this weekend and met a girl who lives in the city I went to college in and frequent for work weekend trips to see some buddies. I got her number, but I'm not sure how to play this one. I'm never sure when I'll get back to her area for work or anything, so how do you keep the interest there on her side while not coming on too strong? I've got the seed planted and just want to water it a little before I see her next. Do I give her a text this week, maybe chat a little, or do I wait until I end back in her city again and hit her up then? Thanks, keep up the good work. What do you think? How, you know, this happens a lot.
Explain it to me simpler.
He met a chick at the Derby. She's in a town that he frequents, but he has nothing on the books to go there soon.
Okay.
So he wants to be able to drop off some cum when he comes to the city.
Right.
But he just doesn't know when he'll be making that pit stop.
Okay.
How does he keep her vested in him?
Contact your friends that you can stay with, make a random trip on a weekend to go to this city in 2 weeks and let her know that in those 2 weeks you're going to go. So you have 2 weeks to kind of chit chat with her to keep things going and have more interest. All you need is about 2 weeks to get them, you know, locked in, engaged. You go to, you hang out with your friends, whatever made up excuse you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Then you set up a date and you hang out with her.
Here's what he has.
And let her host.
Totally agree. Totally agree. It's all about planning. Here's what you have. Anytime you meet someone like at a big event, you have the event as this, like...
This was she wearing those dumb hats that Rose from Titanic was wearing?
I hope so. I would love to fuck a girl in that hat. I just
would you?
See it flop on top. No, you
what's your favorite position?
I like to be on top, be in control.
Like missionary?
Yeah. Like
you're on top, legs
favorite,
wrapped around
I'm
you?
Always getting all, doggy style. It's over. That's a finishing move. That's my Undertaker...
what is
pile
it about?
Driver.
Because you can see your
tombstone.
That's my tombstone. That's
is it her butt that you're into, or like the submissiveness, or like what is it? The doggy style that makes you.
It's the angle of the penis in the vagina. That was very scientific.
Just explain how you come. Yeah,
penis and good. Vagina.
When you go into a vagina, I mean, is there any like kind of like it's like you feel it like getting looser kind
there's
of thing,
this
or
funny
is it just
thing,
like woo?
There's this funny thing with a vagina, like you know, I like feel like I just learned where it was yesterday. You know, like I've been like, you know,
same.
But I'm saying like, you know, I was saying that someone was talking about shower sex. I was like, that's the one time I'm like, man, I wish the belly button and the vagina would switch. That'd be perfect. But like,
I just have her turn around.
Well, you know, the shower stuff, that is
shower
more,
sex is never good.
Never
in theory,
good.
It's great, but you get in there and you're like, there's water, it's hot, what's going on? There's water in my face, are you going to come or not?
And then I'm always on the verge of death, like falling and going, becoming a paraplegic.
Oh, you could slip and die.
Yeah. So I was getting at something with, oh,
you,
there's this funny part in sex when you're having sex with a girl where, like, especially for doggy style, where they like reach under themselves to find the penis. To like put it in for you because we're like just such idiots, so that I'm just like jamming it wherever I can find, you know, like, just
and
like
then they like
looking
pop!
For holes, and then they're like, "Come on, kiddo.
Do you feel the pop?"
No, they're just like they like reach behind them, like, "Okay, we're done fucking around," you know. That's the moment where
thanks
you know
for rubbing my taint, but get it in.
That's the moment you know girls want sex as much as guys when they're like, "Okay, give me that fucking penis. I'm putting it in." You know, like
I've done that a few times.
I will say, with anybody you meet at an event, back to the email, anyone you meet at an event, that event serves as like a big light.
But it's
in
an
your
expiration
rear
date. You only get so much time to refer to
this
that
is
event.
What I'm saying. So that light is, it's like you're driving in a car and there's this big traffic light and you're on a street that's very long. as you drive down that street, the light gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and you can less talk about, just like you're saying. Right now, it's Monday after the Derby. He needs to send a text on Tuesday at the latest, and this is always the text after a big weekend.
Derby-related.
How you feeling?
Oh, okay.
Are you hurting? Now you're caring about her? Because at these big drinking events, we're all torturing our bodies. So really, the idea is to say that you and I are in this body torture together. We're both healing together. So you're referencing it.
Also, I was going to say, if you guys did bet a little bit, you bet on different horses, you could be like, who you got for Preakness or whatever the next one's coming up. You
know? All I've thought about with this Derby are the hats. I forgot that there's even horses involved. All I can think about are the hats.
We've talked about gay sex. That might have been the gayest thing you said all episode.
No question.
I'm going to say that.
But no I'm saying, question.
So he has this week to reference the Derby. After this week, it's over. You can't do it anymore. So what he needs to do is go to his buddies, be like, listen, what's the next big weekend for you? What's the weekend that people would be traveling here? Because you want to be, just like he says, you don't want to come on too strong. So what you do is you plan to be there at the next thing, whether it's Preakness or whether it's another, you know, or your every college has their summer weekend or whatever it is. And you just say to them, I'm going to come for that next weekend. Is that cool? Can I reserve my couch space? And you're not reserving your couch space because you want to get with this chick. You're reserving just the knowledge that you're going to be coming.
Right.
You know, you just want to put in their heads like, hey, is it cool right. with you? And then you go to her, hey, I think I'm coming to see my buddies. I'm going to be coming and I'll be coming
yeah.
to this event. Now the texts go from talking about the Derby to talking about this new event. You want to, everything is in the reference of these events that you'll be seeing each other at. That's the move. So jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mateo Lane, @MateoLane. He's going to be at the Brunch Club in Montreal. Also, the Laugh Factory in Chicago. Laugh Factory Chicago is a great club. That's a fun place. We'll do one more, and I'll let you choose based on the title.
Oh, okay, great.
I like a female email. I feel like we should do...
I always get more angry.
Regarding fat pussy. This is from a girl. The intro music.
That, is that the sound of a queef with a fat pussy?
I love the name of this email. The name made me laugh.
Regarding a fat... Now, I've had many a conversation with girls about fat pussies.
Regarding fat pussy. This has been a dirty episode. And you know what? I like it. Like when it gets a little dirty on the J Train podcast. Dearest J Train, I was thinking about the advice you gave regarding fat pussy, regarding fucking fat pussy. As a follow up, what advice do you have for ladies with the fat pussy? As someone who's thick all over, thighs, stomach, ass, tits, the whole nine, I'm into that. Love a thick girl. This is my type. This distinction between normal puss and fat puss was a revelation to me. Last piece of the puzzle, if you will. From almost every guy I've been with, I've heard something to the effect of, fuck, you're so tight, or damn, those Kegels. I'm an athlete, so my Kegels are on point. Basically, repeated trials have proven that my pussy is bomb as fuck. This is the funniest email I think we've ever gotten.
A woman.
This is a female
email. Did
not
write this email.
I'm telling you, the... It's a female.
I'm sure. I'm glad they gave a female name.
I wish you said a picture just so I could see.
No woman refers to herself as a fat pussy.
She just, I want her to, this is the most female empowered t-shirt that would ever be made. My pussy is bomb AF. I want that t-shirt made. My pussy is bomb as fuck.
My pussy's bomb as fuck.
That means that it doesn't matter if the guy I'm having sex with is a hookup or someone I've been with for 6 months. Usually during that first round, he comes too fast. Of course, I chill about it. So if we have time, I say we can go for round two when he's ready. Because, hey, I'll take as much as I can get.
Is this usually, Missy Elliott?
So will he. It might be. But that usually doesn't make up for the disappointing round one. Sometimes between rounds, I'll have him go down on me. Or the really fun guys will play with my vibrator, but that's not as satisfying as a good old-fashioned dick. So how can I make the P and the V last long enough for me to be satisfied too? You can talk about kinky shit too. I'm down. Nut feathering. Thanks for everything over the years. I've had this podcast, Man Sans Podcast, and This American Life. Yes, there are crossover listeners in heavy rotation for a few years now. They've helped me immensely. Thanks so much. This is, what do you think? How does she deal? So she's saying that her bomb, as
her
she
pussy
puts it,
is so good.
Her bomb ass pussy.
That men are coming
too quickly.
Just too quickly because her pussy's so
well, this
good.
This is kind of in reference to what we started the podcast with. And I think girls, you don't realize how fragile the penis is. This thing, we have no control over it.
It's like the Phoenix from X-Men. It is strong and gentle at the same time.
Yes.
It is...
we're talking about penis, okay, everybody?
It's Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, explain that it to is, the listeners.
It is full of empowerment and strength, but also very zen. Yes. And sometimes wants to just chill out.
Yes.
I don't think Gloria Steinem would like that I compared herself to a dick. But I'm just... I think that, like, you know...
I think
a couple of things. Like, even for gays, it's the same thing. Like, listen, sometimes... we're not meant to last forever.
Yeah.
And things feel really good. And some feel even better. So if yours feels so good and men are coming so much, I mean, you have to make them come before they fuck you.
I'll tell this story real quick. And I used to date this girl, and she was staying with me at my apartment, and I was sick. So I had like a cold. And we had sex, and I was, you know, let's say I've had a 10 boner in my day. This was about a 6 boner. Okay, so it was like...
It's going to do the job, but...
Yeah, like, listen...
He's going to come into work late.
It needed some stents. I needed some duct tape and some sticks to keep that thing going. You know, like, and but I was doing my...
A pipe cleaner.
Yeah, like, I just needed to put it up against it. Like, I was like, you know those, like, I needed an air cast. You know?
A cast.
I needed something to, like, keep it together. You know, it was just... It just wasn't fully going. And... She can't, you know, we had sex and like she couldn't get off because it just wasn't, she could feel it as much as I could feel it. You know, she felt my 6, you know, strong medium as opposed to my 10 strong medium. So, but then she like kind of freaked out at me and was like, you know, are you just not into me? You know, made it about her. And this is what a lot of girls will do. They'll make everything about them when it's like, listen, I'm sorry, like, and I started to feel really badly, and I also then put stress on every other sexual experience. Like, I knew how much it affected her that, like, even when I was sick, she took it personally. So then the next one, when I wasn't sick, I was like, oh, fuck, if this doesn't happen, she's going to be in this horrible mood. So if I could give any advice to girls sexually, and especially this girl, chill. Chill.
Yeah,
like, it's just not.
You know what's?
It's
fragile?
Not about you. It's not about you. Dicks don't. Do you understand?
The dick isn't fragile. The mind is fragile.
Yes.
If our minds, if we're somehow distracted, we're worried. I mean, there's been guys I've had in front of me naked, so hot, and I'm nervous.
Yeah.
So I'm so caught up in my head, I can't think with my dick.
You have to understand that the brain of the penis and the brain of the mind are two totally different fucking things. There's something called the no reason boner. Do you understand that? Like, to the female listeners, have to understand, like, the no reason boner is like literally like the childhood nightmare. Do you remember that, Chris?
I just talked about this today. But
tucking dicks up under your belt.
Yeah, the Texas flip.
But I'm saying, you know the no reason boner, right? Yeah, and it would come up at any time.
Well, do you feel as adults we get boners less throughout the day?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think so?
You get, this is like the whole reason for, you know, as you get older, that's just
right.
What
but
happens.
I was gonna say, as a kid, I remember distinctly a number of times coming home from like Long Island on Thanksgiving in the car.
Yeah.
Just getting a fucking boner for no reason. You're tired or whatever. And it's like, good luck getting rid of that now.
So, and like, this is why I hope that women are hearing this, because you're like, that's how little control we have over this thing. Like, I was waiting for delivery to come up the other day. I got an NRB, and I'm sitting there being like, what? I got to get this delivery food. What the fuck am I going to do? I'll be there in a minute. You know, like, I don't know how to handle
Hold
that.
Hold a laundry basket in front of you. I mean, yeah, I just think that women take offense. I mean, if you cough the wrong way, they're offended.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So it's like men, you know, with women, it's like you have to just, if they're not getting it up, it's not you, dude. Like,
chill.
It's not you.
And that is the thing for every girl that's listening, and every guy, like, if you're with, you have to impress upon the girl that you're with, like, this has nothing to do with you. Like, if it goes badly, because it does go badly.
They also don't get it because they don't have to. Women, in men, it's very different. Like with women, it's like they don't have to get an erection.
If women had to keep their nipples hard throughout sex, they'd fucking get it.
Is that a thing? Hard nipples throughout sex?
No, if they had to keep them hard to going. I do a joke about it. I did it last night. And every girl, you'd be fucking worried about me talking shit. You'd have all these other things in your head going on.
But women already kind of get it rough enough. I mean,
I'm not saying it's not tough for them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
not about them.
This is like, just because I like chocolate ice cream doesn't mean I hate vanilla ice cream.
Not even that.
I'm not saying a guy's issue doesn't mean that there's no women's issue. That's
right,
not what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
I'm saying that just understand this one thing about guys, that the penis works in mysterious ways. And sometimes it's fucking like, going, and sometimes it ain't happening, and it has nothing to do with how into you we are. It has, like, the idea of like liking you has nothing to do with that. I go on the subway and I want to fuck 7 different chicks at the same fucking time. That has nothing to do with my brain or being smart. It's just
masturbating to porn in a relationship has nothing to do with the woman.
Nothing to
do. I guarantee to you.
I've had some horrifying moments at some of the, like, sometimes you'll whack off to some porn, then you'll climax and be like, where am I?
Yeah.
Wake up out of it. Why am I whacking off to this?
I said this today when we were filming.
Furry porn.
I talked this day when we were filming. I said, men who are horny, like, we do the most insane things when we're horny. It's like, every time Congress votes, before they vote, they should have men go jack
they should
off
go masturbate.
And then vote.
Yes, I totally agree.
We wouldn't
agree.
Be in war. We wouldn't be this. We wouldn't be that. It's like, if we just let men jack off more before they voted, there'd be no issues
this
ever.
This is actually a really good point. I don't know what, there should be a, like a, there should
I make
be,
this a bit?
No, that should be a bit.
All right.
There should be.
I'm going to write it down.
There should be a third bathroom. You know how they're talking about like a third
That's
bathroom?
That's what I said.
But the third bathroom should just say
a jack-off room.
Yeah.
I said like Google, this is exactly what I said. I said Google is getting like sleep rooms now. It's like, we want them to get rest.
I want a J.O. room in my library.
Yes.
I want a J.O. room at my Hooters.
I'm not going to take the J.O. room. But I did say that today on Girl Code. I was talking, I mean, I should be revealing this, but it's like, we talked about what it's like to be horny, and I said, if you just let senators jack off, we would be so much better.
I remember growing up, there was this girl I would hook up with over the summer, but I was working at a summer camp, like, in Maine, and we would, like, plan these hookups. Like, I would come back, home to hook up.
How old were you?
I was probably, like, 18, 19, okay. And I just remember the whole way back, I'm just, like, this horny, raging driver. Like, I look like I was, like, high, and now I think back to that moment, I'm like, my eyes were bugging out. Like, I just was like, I needed to get to that fucking cum station. It was just animalistic. And then,
have you ever masturbated at work?
At work?
Because I've never, but it's like, when we had real jobs, like, I never masturbated at work, but so many people, like, I used to masturbate
at
work.
I've done an airplane.
Blah, blah, blah.
Airplane. I get very horny on airplanes.
I've never done it on an airplane.
I get very horny on airplanes because for some reason, girls have chosen their airplane attire to be the one thing every guy wants. Yoga pants and, like, a tight sweatshirt. They look like a fucking pillow I
want
to bang.
Do you want
to
hear the craziest thing? So I was at Moon Tower a couple weeks ago, and I was on Grindr the night before, and I matched this guy, and he's hot, da-da. He's like, I can't hang out tonight. I got to wake up early. I said, so do I. So I was like, I'm flying back to New York. He's like, I'm New York based. I was like, oh, cool. And then he was like, I'm flying out tomorrow. I'm like, me too. He's like, I'm flying out on this flight. He sends me a photo of him like this in his Delta uniform.
Now,
he was
like this
attendant.
For the listeners at home, Mateo just did a rose his arm to a muscle pose.
A flex
of his muscle.
Yeah.
So he was on your flight?
He gave me extra cookies, coffee, this and that.
He was the flight attendant?
Yes.
Holy shit.
And Mark Norman and Joe Firestone, we were all 3 in a row. And so they were like looking out the whole time. I got my hat down. I was like, what does he look like? And Joe's like, he looks good. Mark's like, he's a good looking guy. He's like, is that him? Is that the guy over there? At one point, we like chit chatted while he was like coming down the aisle. Cause what was I gonna do? Like, I'm there.
Did you
fuck see
him?
Me? No. He like messaged me later. He's like, so nice to see you on the plane. I don't know if that was his voice. He's like, so nice to see you on the plane. Write me later. And he like gave me his phone number, and then I never wrote back. But I thought, oh my God, the nightmare happened. I look like shit.
No,
we sent dirty pictures, and there I am sitting on the plane. Can I have extra cookies?
Yeah, but you're doing the chick thing. Like, that dude would have been like, you gotta come, I gotta come.
He's over it.
Yeah.
He's over it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, and we didn't even answer his question.
We answered it.
Did we?
We answered it.
What was the question, really? I forget.
It was the fat pussy.
Oh, yeah, the fat pussy.
Yeah, that's still
Just no, chill about it. All she has to do is just chill about it. That doesn't. And he'll be better the second time. Also, have him go down on you. Like,
no, just have him jack off 2 hours earlier and then start.
Sometimes that doesn't even work for me. Then I'm like, it's kind of like
espresso.
I just think her move needs to just chill. I think that second time when it doesn't work,
shave
as
off
well,
that fat pussy.
No, listen, a little cushion for the pushing ain't no.
No, and no listen, thing. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I just think the advice from me is chill, because she's saying the second time sometimes doesn't even get her there. The second time will get you there is if you've created an environment where he can be the fuck king, you know, and it's all about confidence at that point. He really just
or
wants
she's
to feel
just
like
finding
a
guy. I mean, maybe I don't know. Find like a more, I don't know.
No, I mean, this thing fucking happens. This is, and anytime the second time has been bad for me, it's because I felt like a lot of pressure from the girl, where it's like some girls will respond to a bad sexual moment and they're like, it's cool, this was fun, we're going to do it again.
Yeah,
and that's the best
right
attitude.
Way,
yeah. And sometimes they'll be like, it feels as if you're their last chance at an orgasm.
Right.
And that is the worst attitude.
Right.
Because nothing makes me feel more uncomfortable. My, you know, we're talking about the two different brains. My brain up here is fucking injured, and the brain in my penis is like, I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You know what? It's been a long day. I'm tired.
That's my penis.
There's a breeze. I got to go to bed. Your penis is like a little Jewish man.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mateo, thank you for coming on. That was
fantastic.
Thanks
for having me.
We're going to do some hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Mateo, that was fantastic.
Thanks.
Always great
fun.
Having you on.
I'm always apologizing afterwards, like, God, I'm so annoying.
No, you were great. I love the energy. Love it. Great answers. Go follow Mateo at Mateo Lane. Also, he's going to be in Montreal and Chicago coming up, so go to his website,
MateoLaneComedy.com.
But go fix that up.
I never update it.
Chris, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Mansamp, at Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast. Got a lot of shout-outs.
I know. I really appreciate it, guys. That's great.
Go check it out. It's on every Friday here on Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's do a couple hypotheticals. I got a few here. This one's an in-depth one. Hello, J-Train, Mansamp, and guests. It was great seeing you out here in Boulder. Oh, yeah. This is a guy I saw in Boulder. Killed it. And a bunch of my friends who had never heard of you before loved your set. Thanks for... okay. Cool. Had a good conversation with a brother about this the other day. I want to change the pace a little bit with the hypotheticals. How would you personally handle waking up tomorrow as your 14-year-old self on your first day of high school with all your memories and knowledge of your present day self intact? The brain of your 14-year-old body. So you have tons of potential to make huge improvements in your life, but to have to deal with things like the inability to drive or be mobile, the loss of vast amounts of independence, primitive 90s technology, being around high schoolers all day, extreme limitation to access alcohol, etc. Tons of things you took for granted as an adult. How would you handle it?
I would tell everyone to fuck off.
Really?
My teachers.
Everyone.
I would tell all my teachers. I'd be like, you are worthless pieces of shit. I would call every jock a faggot.
Yeah.
I would.
But then you're stuck.
I would.
In the high school.
Expel me. Guess what? I tell dick jokes. You think I needed an education?
Yeah.
I mean, I would tell everyone in the world to fuck off.
You'd be in full FU mode.
Yes. I would tell all my teachers. How dare you tell this fucking faggot kid who's clearly closeted and gay that I have to worry about learning math? Fuck you. Fuck you. You have a fucking fupa.
What happened
to
Mateo? Like, all of a sudden you wake up and what happened to Mateo? He's telling everyone to fuck themselves.
He's very hateful.
It'd be great.
Math.
I would tell everyone.
What would you do?
I think you just got to kind of lay low. I mean, my high school wasn't horrible.
You weren't getting called faggot and made fun of all the time?
No, although I did go to an all-guys Catholic high school.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, it was fine.
That's the gayest thing that's been said on this episode.
Are you Italian? What are you?
Yeah, I'm Irish and Italian.
Yeah, of course.
You just lay low, though. You pick your spots. You know what's going to happen.
You lay low.
Yeah.
What if you can't lay low? What if?
I would... I'd be such a better eater. I felt like
that's so how weird. Easy and good your life has been.
Yeah, life
that
is
you
good.
Are worried about eating salad and I'm worried about my life.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like my thoughts on what was healthy and not healthy at 14
but that's
were
when
so misguided.
But that's when you can eat a whole thing of
well,
Oreos.
This is what I'm saying. I was doing it at the worst times. I'd be like, yeah, I'll wake up and have some Oreos and then like I could have really gotten in better shape. This is such a fucking
cookies.
This is now the gayest thing that's been said on the episode.
Were you fat in high school?
Yeah.
You were fat?
I was a bigger guy, yeah.
And were you really?
Until my freshman year, after freshman summer of college,
you
I lost a bunch of weight.
Like you were in athletics.
I was. But I was like a lineman in football.
Faggot.
Yeah, and then I played lacrosse. I was a long pole, you know, defense. I wasn't like in the best of shape. I just think the knowledge now of what keeps you looking better that we have now that we didn't have like 20 years ago or 10 years ago is like so insane. Like there's old people now that have like six packs.
Right. Oh, you could elongate your life by 10 years probably by just eating better in high school.
Yeah. And just being like, and just little things like having three meals a day. Like I wasn't doing, right. I was just like, oh, I'll just come home and I'll eat chips the whole day. Like I was just doing shit like that. This is such a weird thing for me to want to do, but I would do.
This is the last thing in the world.
I would also be better. I would also talk to every fucking chick. Like I have friends in high school that like they, you know, they had this uncanny ability to just like get it out there and they seem to hook up more just because they just weren't afraid of how they sounded or how it came off. And they were just like, yeah, you're fine. Like, just like, I just wish I was like, any girl I thought was hot, I was just out with it.
Well, you'd be more experimental. Hot. You're scared when you're in high school. You don't know totally how things are going to turn out. Now you do, so you might as well just take a chance.
Now I realize that nothing matters.
I'll be honest with you. Even thinking about high school now, as adult as I am, it's still the amount of shame I feel. I don't want to even think about it.
I also would I would drive without a license. I'm not suggesting that for our high school
listeners.
Yeah,
because what's going to happen to you?
But there was a guy I went to
we
high
used
school.
To.
There was a guy that I went to high school with that used to drive without a license all the fucking time, and he took his parents' car out and like never got caught.
Yeah.
And everyone talked about it like, oh my God, I can't believe he's fucking doing this. Now I look back, I'm like, I should have been doing that my whole fucking life.
He works on Wall Street.
Yeah, now he's a lawyer. Yeah, he is a lawyer. Yeah. So let's do one more hypothetical. Chewbacca. The most perfect shits or perfect orgasms the rest of your life. He writes, perfect shits would slide right out without a wipe, but you'd add a couple for good measure. They'd be easy. I'd wipe just for old time's sakes.
just look knowingly at the paper like, didn't need it.
Tradition. It's tradition.
That's my penis talking to me about my
tradition.
Wife. They'd be easy, fast, but nonetheless still feel like a solid dump. Perfect orgasms would have you coming like an animal. Why is it an animal? I'm talking full butt clenching, seizing up every time, perfect whether you use sex or the Sunday hat trick. Keep in mind, whichever you choose would most likely become the norm and lose its appeal.
No, and just to flavor it up, it would have to feel just as good every time.
Okay, fine. Phil, what do you do?
I mean, honestly, the perfect shit sounds incredibly tempting, but I think it's in all of our best interest to go with the perfect orgasm.
Right?
No, I mean, I'm going wipeless shit for sure. I mean, that's you know, I'm shitting probably more than I'm coming, I would think, at this point. And
that's debatable.
My orgasms are pretty good. I mean, how bad
are can you
they?
Not orgasm? What he should have said is, would you rather have perfect shits for the rest of your life, but you can't orgasm, or can orgasm, great, it's perfect every time, wonderful, but your shits are it looks like
it's a
war zone.
It's a mess.
I hate wasting time. It's too much time. It's too time consuming.
So let's do that. What would you do? Which would you rather?
I would rather the perfect orgasm, and here's why.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm going with the bad shits. I have fear of commitment. So I think it would be easier to live a long lasting love with one person. You could be in love with one person the rest of your life knowing that you're getting the greatest comes with her,
right?
The rest of your life, and nothing like the part of getting
coming
older
is,
where like the sex goes away. The sex would never really go away. It would always.
I think
good.
Coming is such a story. I think he should have worded it. I'm such a fucking micromanager. He should have worded it to be the best sex.
Mm.
Because coming is what? Like, you can have horrible sex, yeah, you're still coming.
But still also, you know, when you're whacking off, a little alone session. You know, do the
I
one,
just think the best
the one
sex
the one man game.
Ever. Yeah, but you practice that constantly. Those are pretty solid to begin with, right?
All right, here's my would you rather.
Go.
Would you rather have Mariah Carey's voice or Celine Dion's? Go.
Mariah Carey.
Why? I just love hearing straight men.
Mariah Carey, because she hits that the top level.
Those?
Yeah, better than anyone else. Yeah. And you know, that's the best one. That's the one you want.
The high note?
Yeah, I want that one that people... That's the note where people are like, this has been the funniest episode of this podcast ever.
you should do them sleep deprived all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then bring in a rageful gay.
This is what you do. This is what you... No, that is... That note, it's Mariah, because you can hit that top note. That's the note that people... At the end of the show, they get lifted from their seat for a standing ovation.
That's the showstopper.
That's
yeah.
the showstopper. That's the one you do at the end. That's the one that a guy literally is, oh, whoa, oh, oh.
Yeah.
And he stands.
It did make her stand out, too. Remember when she first came out? It was like, wow, she's got a 7-octave range. She's this, that. Her high notes as a whistle. Is it fake? And she's, you know.
Also, her tits never got enough play.
No, her tits have too much play. It's annoying.
I love her tits.
I wasn't impressed.
Well, she got them in 2000.
Too spread out.
Yeah, because she got them in 2001.
Really? I always loved her tits.
She had no tits when she first came out. I mean, like, it's my phone, like this.
It was iPhone?
Yeah.
Let's go to some news.
So if you still haven't lost your virginity.
Am I allowed to comment?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, of course. You can blame your DNA, it turns out.
It's your DNA?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, you know, there's researchers have found that differences in DNA could account for a quarter of the variation in the age at which people lost their virginity.
Really?
But that doesn't... How?
We were able...
This is one of those... This is one of those studies that I'm like, listen, nerd, get the cancer.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Like, what the fuck are you working on?
Let's finish cancer.
Yeah, let's finish cancer, then I'll worry about it.
I've noticed that DNA makes some people come a little later. Yeah,
like, don't try and make this excuse for why you're still a virgin. Go figure out cancer.
I do like that we, in our minds, we have an idea of just a bunch of scientists in a room, and they're like, the issue of cancer is like on the wall with like, you know, like a Sharpie marker, but those other ones are like, oh, that's too hard. Hurry, let's huddle it together and put together something that makes your dick hard. You know, it's like...
they're just avoiding cancer. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. It's on a post-it note.
I don't know. Just this thing, like, where are these studies coming from? It's like, you know, like, I don't even know why we're doing this to ourselves. Like, who does this make feel better?
It accomplishes nothing.
It's not your fault? Yeah, it was your fault. You look like a fucking loser. That's why you didn't lose
your
virginity.
Yeah, what that study is saying is your DNA has made you so ugly that it took you much longer to lose your virginity than those who got good DNA.
This is what we do right now in this country, okay?
What?
I'm going to make this a political thing.
Oh, God.
We're trying to put blame on everything but ourselves. No one wants to take... do some self-evaluation.
But isn't this blaming the most internal of self?
Well, it's
this
saying
is blaming the thing
is.
That you cannot change.
Oh, right? Okay.
This is the one thing about yourself you cannot change. You can't go become a better conversationalist. You can't go talk to a girl. They're like, no, you're fine. It's your DNA. And I feel like we do it with everything. This is this is Bernie Sanders' whole fucking thing. This is Bernie Sanders.
I'm
not connecting.
Was this brought to you by the Feel the Burn campaign?
I was gonna say, son of a bitch.
It's everyone else's fault.
I can't believe Feel the Burn. That sounds like a herpes commercial.
That's his thing, right?
Feel the Burn. I mean, how out
do you know now on Bumble you can do the dating app? You can do a filter over your picture of which candidate you want to vote for.
Oh, really?
And there's one, the Bernie one is Feel the Burn. So it just looks like you have like syphilis. You know?
Right. Like, so what's the Hillary one?
The Hillary one.
It's a sand bowl.
The Hillary one is obnoxious. It's the...
Who are you voting?
A woman's place is in the White House.
Who are you voting for?
That's it. Okay. I don't know yet.
You don't know between Trump and Clinton.
that means you're voting for Trump.
I don't know yet. I think Trump's going to come more towards the middle.
You are looking at a Mexican right now.
You can stick around.
I'm Mexican.
We'll keep you. You're a good one. I'm fucking around. I'm saying I think the Mexican stuff was built up to like obscure other things. Like that's like the easiest thing to make him look bad about.
But he has no Beyond that,
he has given no agenda. We're gonna make it great again.
We're gonna be awesome again. We're gonna be win again. Win what? Be great at what? Do what? What are you talking about? You have no experience.
I honestly don't know.
He has leased his name on all these buildings he doesn't own.
I know that, but that's actually a good business in itself. What's better than
to lie?
No, naming rights is like the best.
Yes, but in the attempt to fool people that you own property that you don't own. Not to mention that if he had just invested the money he got from his dad, he would have made more than going bankrupt nine times.
But that's not how people invest. I mean, that is another thing. If you put your money in a S&P 500 index fund over the years, like everyone would do better. But no one can take the highs and lows of the market. So people, that's a fallacy.
We used to pitch that when I worked in finance.
We'd go to people and be like, if you put your money in a S&P, it will do this over 20 years. And then you're like, yeah, but that's not how emotions work. That's not how, sort of like to say like, yeah, if everyone put a dollar in the market,
right,
that way it would grow to more than they would have made doing whatever.
I did have an audience in Dayton, Ohio, and we'll get back. I'm sorry, but it's like I was in Dayton, Ohio, and I said, "Who's voting for Trump?" 25% of the audience clapped. So I said, "No,
these people aren't ghosts. They exist."
But I said, "Listen, I'm not going to argue it. Fine, you know that's your opinion. However, for those of you who clapped, my real question: would you blow him?" Zero claps. And I was thinking about that poor wife from Eastern Europe he plucked out of a hut, and now she has to blow him? They should have in a phone booth, or the voting booth when you walk in, the question just say, would you blow this man? And if you wouldn't, then don't put him in the fucking White House.
The one thing about Trump is that he might sue you for this conversation.
Yeah,
he'll sue me for what? The shoebox I live in? Yeah. I mean, I have camel toe right now and ripped up jeans. He can have it.
I can't imagine him getting a blowjob.
I don't think it's not sexual for him at all. It's power.
He looks like
any serious conversation on this podcast comes back to, would you blow him?
He looks like a burn victim. I mean, Joan Rivers said, she's like, we have such ugly people in the White House before Obama.
Yeah.
Why is everyone so ugly?
Hollywood for ugly people.
I do think he's the funniest.
Oh, he's very funny.
He's very funny.
His joke about Rosie O'Donnell was a good joke, but it doesn't mean he should be president.
Yeah, I don't know. So he's super entertaining.
All right, well, this is a...
Because then we got a poem. We love when Mateo comes on to read a poem.
Do you think I lost most of your followers because I went off on Trump? It was funny, though. Oh, the blowing.
Okay, can I just say this before we get into the last thing about Trump?
I'm sorry.
Because there are a percentage of listeners, I'm sure, that are more conservative.
I don't hate them. I just don't.
No, of course. I get Trump. Emails at
Listen,
my podcast
you're looking,
about that.
You're looking at a maybe Trump voter. So
right.
Yeah.
You?
Just understand. No, I'm a Bernie guy. I support Bernie. Yeah. But the
kids in fantasy land.
The Trump is not going to be able, like, if you're voting for Trump to think that he's going to stop the border thing, he's going to end Obamacare, he's not going to be able to do those things. So just know that before you vote for him.
I don't think those are not the reasons I would vote for
right
him.
I'm sure they're so, not right.
I don't even think those are like pressing issues. Like, you want to keep Mexicans
out? Let me put it this way.
What job is a Mexican coming here to do that I'm looking to do?
Right.
You know, like, that's like the...
Currently doing stand-up.
Well, stand-up. No, but I'm saying, like, the take away your jobs thing to me is, like, always a weird thing.
Absolutely.
But let's go to the next story.
There's this bar called the Half Moon Pub in London. I've saved this story for a little while, but it's funny. They have a list of people that are barred from the bar, and the list is kind of... just some of the names they have on there. Kind
Madonna.
Of no, Madonna, interestingly, not on there. But I think it's just a blanket. Well, they have Mickey Two Suits.
Who the fuck is that?
Fat Paul, the ginger drunk twat called Angus.
Okay.
They just have a list of Danny Miller / Danny Partridge.
These are all names
bitch.
I would want to put on the back of a jersey.
Of absolutely.
These are names of people I want to see dead in the obituary. Yeah. I mean, who's naming themselves that?
Crazy Linda.
Yeah, Crazy Linda.
There's Crazy Linda again.
Yeah.
Man, Sam, thank you for bringing the news.
Yeah,
that was great. Mateo, thank you so much.
Grazie.
Always great to have you. Go follow Mateo at Mateo Lane on Twitter. He's going to be in Montreal and Chicago, the Brunch Club and the Laugh Factory. Go check him out. He's a fantastic comic. We're going to end it with a poem from our J Train podcast poet. Read by Mateo Lane. I've never read this. You can read the name of it. And then I've never read this. This is our J Train podcast poet. And the stage is yours, Mateo.
All right, I have to get to a rhythm. It takes me a second. Do you have like music you could play? Like,
ding, 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 ding. No, we're gonna play music.
There's gonna be music late under.
Oh, okay. Late under. All right.
Listen, we know what we're doing here.
All right, I just thought, you know, I'm thinking ahead. All right.
Before we start, this is gonna be the end of our podcast. I'm Jared Fried. Just want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. It means a lot to me. Keep spreading the word. I know you guys are heading into your internships. You're heading to the dead part of the year where, you know, put a little Papa JT in your ear. Let the subtle soothing sounds of my voice take you to the fall semester, and spread the word to one friend. Go to iTunes and rate us. It really helps us out. It's JTrain Podcast. I'm JTrain56 on all platforms, and hit it, Mateo.
We must analyze the vids that you watch, lest ye develop a problem in the bowels of your crotch. Some college dudes suffer from erectile dysfunction. It turns out that pornos are the source of destruction. We must all cut back on the porn we consume, or we'll be flaccid in bed between midnight and noon. That's fucking stupid, the vassals all say. What the fuck? No porno? What? Is he gay? No, I'm well read. I've recently learned the reality is different from pornos. Concerned? You should be, because you're impressionable. You might lose your spunk if the porn's questionable. Use your mind's eye, imagine and conjure. If you use imagination, you will last longer. If that's too hard, use still images. You can still bust that nut, but with due diligence. Videos are like Smith machines. They don't want to help your gains. Know
Smith
what I-
machines.
Plus, the average chick is not a porn star. They'd prefer beds and couches and maybe your car. Then there's your cock, the medium strong. It's a string ring compared to a porn star's dong. I meant string bean. After some time, you'll come to think that you're poorly endowed. You might need a shrink. Clearly your history and commit to stills, you'll be able to bone without little tiny blue pills. And if you can't give up the vids, settle for gifts. You'll be glad that you did. Shout out to Mansamp.
Samp? What?
Oh, that's Mansamp. Me. Great.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Shout out to Mansamp and the Chive. It's an app. Things that bounce Thursday will improve your fap.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo. Guys, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Boom.
Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find